It's time once again for the Overcoming Mediocrity podcast, where we sit down with today's top influencers and entrepreneurs on the rise as they share empowering stories and ninja tips to become the fuel that ignites a positive change in your life and the lives of others. Our guests don't simply coast through life. They don't let difficult situations stop them. They set big goals, keep their eyes on the prize, and they're joining us today to share insider secrets you can use right now to step into your power and live your purpose. Now here's your host, Christy Ruffino.
Are you ready to step into your greatness? Do what you need to do to ensure that the next chapter of your life, your next story, will be written your way. Well, hi, I'm Christy Ruffino, the host of the show and the creator of the Overcoming Mediocrity Project, where everyday women tap into the power of their stories to magnify their message and elevate their brand so they can enjoy a business and life of true significance. I'm happy that you're here because this show is for people like you who are on the edge of change. You're ready to rise up, overcome mediocrity, empower your thoughts, elevate your thinking, and transform your life. Thanks for spending time with me today. Now let's get started. Today's episode is brought to you by the Overcoming Mediocrity Project. Are you ready to share your story in a life-changing book with other success-driven women? Then, what if you could use that book to get speaking gigs, podcast interviews, and possibly a new client or two? Wouldn't that be great? Well, watch out, chicken soup. Here comes Overcoming Mediocrity. Our proven system can transform your struggle story into a powerful signature message and then as one chapter in an Amazon best-selling book. Our process is simple and economical, and it will bring a lot of eyeballs on you, your business, and your big message to the world. We welcome you to apply to join our project. Just visit us at overcomingmediocrity.org and click on the apply button at the top of the page. We'll see you soon. Hi, Christy Ruffino here, and I am back, and I am very excited because I have a special treat for you all today. I have the pleasure and the honor of interviewing Tiffany Hinton. She is the author of the number one Amazon bestsellers, Gluten-Free Mom Certified and Mom Certified Celebrates Heritage books. She's also written or contributed to over 16 additional books on allergy sensitivities, as well as, I know she was in a motivational book. How do I know that? Because it was ours. Tiffany was the author, or one of the co-authors, in our very first Overcoming Mediocrity book, gosh, so many years ago, 8 years ago. And I think at that point, she only had two books maybe at that time, but now she has, I think she said, she says in the interview, she's got 17 total. Wow. This girl is a busy, busy, busy girl. Tiffany is a professional influencer. She's developed upbeat, advocacy-focused content for numerous brands such as Enjoy Life Foods, Lesser Evil, SoGo Snacks, Thrive, Sun Butter, and more. And she's also a regular brand spokesman, or I should say spokeswoman, throughout the U.S., including the award-winning Gluten-Free and Allergen-Friendly Expo, Nourish Festival, and Bloom Summit. Tiffany has a compelling story. Boy, does she ever. And that story is what led her to a gluten-free lifestyle. Tiffany is available for brand partnerships, speaking engagements, cooking demonstrations, content development, as well as healthy living promotional events. She would be thrilled to work with any company that instills the same healthy lifestyle that she, America's favorite gluten-free mom, promotes. So let's go ahead and transition right away to Tiffany so you can get to learn a little bit about her, learn from her, and just see how her story has made her become the expert that she is now. Well, hello and welcome, Tiffany, and welcome, my friends. I am so excited to be able to spend time with Tiffany today on the show and for you all to get a chance to know her. We've known each other for, gosh, I don't know, probably 14 years or so. And you are a part of our community when the Dynamic Professional Women just got started. You were a member for a long time. You were actually on our leadership team for a while, and you did so much to support our community. And then I was actually fortunate enough to be able to work with you and help you share your story in our very first Overcoming Mediocrity book. And I know you're going to go into your story a little bit here very, very soon. But I just want the audience to know that you are an amazing person. You are a giving person. We've gotten to know each other so much over the years. And I just love watching your journey and seeing where you were then to where you are now. So speaking of your journey, when we first met, I know there were a few things that you were working on. So why don't you let the audience know, who was Tiffany back then? And then let us know how you got to be the expert and where you are at right now.
Absolutely. So thank you so much. This is such an honor to be one of your guests and one of your early guests on the new podcast. So appreciative. And I am sorry about that. So back then, right, 14, 15 years ago, I was somebody dealing with infertility, a brand new celiac diagnosis, kind of playing, I say playing in the multi-level marketing space, not doing a whole lot with it, but just kind of, you know, being out there networking and just looking for my purpose and seeking what is that passion. And we were fortunate enough through IVF and infertility treatments to have 3 girls in 3 years, which created a bit of busyness. Some might call it chaos, yeah. But they helped me find my passion. So not only was I diagnosed with celiac, my girls were all born with food allergies. One has Crohn's disease and another one has celiac disease. And that just pushed us forward into our passion of helping people find a thriving lifestyle, find a life that they love using food as medicine. Sent me back to school for a functional medicine certification and launched a whole coaching business and wrote 16 more books. An international bestseller last year, and now I write actually for Natural Awakenings, which is a conscious, green, I'd call it kind of like a hippie mom type natural living magazine. I have a column that we write there as well, and it's just a wonderful space where we've just went in these 15 years.
Wow. Yes. I did not realize that you published 16 books already. Holy cow. Yeah. Oh my gosh, you have just accomplished so much and an international bestseller. So that's great. Wow. I'll have to check you out on Amazon and see all your recent books.
Thank you.
All right. So you kind of got into this whole field of using food as a healer and just getting back to the basics of how we can kind of get our body to become healthier and better function the way it's supposed to by fueling it correctly. So tell us a little bit about that. Like how do you work with your clients?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's fun because I can empathize with them and I can be right there with them. I myself have 4 autoimmune diagnoses now, which is nothing to brag about it, but I find that I'm not alone. And the more people that realize that, they come forward, and the clients and some of the women in the area will even say, oh my gosh, I don't know how you do all of that. I lay in bed, or I crash at 3 o'clock and I hear these things. And what I have found is there's these 5 simple things. And when you put them together, it just changes your day. It changes your energy and it changes your life to where you can kind of go back to what you want to do. The very first one is food, like picking the food, the healthiest food for you, ensuring you've got the fruits and vegetables that your body actually needs for optimal nutrition. And what I think this is, even though it's simpler to think like, oh, it's just food, it's also the hardest because it's 9 cups of vegetables every day. Oh, wow. And So you're strategizing on like, how do I sneak them in, and how do I remember to eat a salad instead of reaching for the burger at lunchtime? Or, oh, you know, and it's over time you learn like I have so many strategies, from green juice in the morning and like 6 cups of vegetables condensed into, you know, like a smoothie, to always having a side salad instead of French fries. Like there's these little tips and tricks you can work on, but your body and the science is still evolving. But we need 400,000 different micronutrients to even have cellular health. So you think about all of us, normally we reach for supplements, we reach for collagen, we reach for our vitamins. Those are great, but if you don't have the bases to feed the cells, they're not even bioavailable a lot of times. And so you have to start with those 5 or those 9 cups of vegetables, and then 4 to 6, which I shoot for 5, of fruit every day before you reach for carbs, before you reach for protein, meat, any of that other stuff. That's your base. So that very first one, even though it sounds so easy, it's a little bit tricky.
No, it's not easy. Like getting 9 cups of vegetables in every day. I'm lucky if I get 1 cup in every day. So, wow. And I'm sure you have some amazing recipes for that.
We do. We have lots and lots of recipes over the years, from all the different cookbooks to the new website has been launched actually about 6 months ago. We've got a Pinterest page with recipes and ideas, and yeah, it's just, it's amazing. The second kind of tool or like strategy thing that you got to do is water, right? So we've got to constantly be hydrating, but also the hydration also helps flush out. So what I learned when I was going through a lot of the infertility treatments, when we were actually spending a lot of time together on the DPWN like leadership stuff, was that it took decades for me to get to where I was, and I needed to remove all those environmental toxins of growing up in a farming community, of the fertilizers, the well waters, like all of this stuff that just you just get naturally needs to eventually be flushed out for you to kind of get your health back. And the only way to do that is clean water.
Yeah. Yeah. And what took you, you know, 20 years to accumulate in your body is not going to happen in just a month. You know, it's a process to go through that and get your body kind of cleaned. Wow. Okay. So water, is there any certain water that you recommend? Because you hear all of these different recommendations on, you know, tap water and bottled water and different types of water filtration systems. Do you have anything that you can guide our audience in that area?
So we do use a water filter in our house. We use a whole house water filter. Mm-hmm. The other thing I would say is, and we're on well water, so we get our well tested every year. We have our water tested, and then we know, like, do we need extra salt or whatever? If you're on city water, you need to get something to remove the chlorine from your water. Yeah. It's huge. And a lot of people, like, they just are like, it just goes right over their head, but you need a filter that you can make sure will remove the chlorine. The other one that you have to be careful of is fluoride.
Yes.
Even though people think you need fluoride in your toothpaste, and I will go back and forth with my dentist every time I'm there, the fluoride will poison you over time. It's the accumulation. And so those are the two I think that you can look for. There's several different filters on the market. Alkaline water is, depending on your health condition, it can be good for you and it can be bad for you depending on what you're, if you have different diseases. So I'm not one to state that you always should have alkaline water, because there are certain people where their pH balance is already off and it makes it worse.
Okay. All right.
So deal with your own body to find out what level of pH you need. And it's honestly as simple as taking one of those pH strips that you would use for your swimming pool and placing it on your tongue to find out what your pH is in your body.
Really? It's that easy, huh?
Yeah.
You don't have that easy. Special. Okay.
No, and they do sell them at Walgreens or CVS. You can get pH strips in the health area, but it's simple. And then you can know how much alkaline you want your water or how much acid you might need.
Right. Right. Because if you got, if your body is too acidic, that's when your body, like that's when all the disease starts growing, correct? So you definitely want to have that. I know. So I drink lemon water every day as a way for me to kind of help balance out my pH, but I never knew that those pH strips are so, such a simple process to do. I'll have to make sure I get some of those since I don't.
Yeah. So easy.
okay. So you, and then back up a little bit too. Yeah.
Okay.
we've been made to believe that we need to have that chlorine and fluoride in our water. And I read years ago how that is so terrible for us, for our heart, for our veins, for everything. And I can't imagine, think about it. We're not going to drink a glass of chlorine. And I know we want to have clean water, but putting that in our bodies can't be good for us.
No. Yeah. I actually had a client, and this is a little sad, but about 2 years ago, we were working with her and she actually died from fluoride poisoning.
From fluoride?
She was older.
Wow.
And she had been diagnosed with having too much fluoride in her body, and they were working on trying to get it out. But over time, that was actually her cause of death, was poisoning from the water.
Oh my God.
And it's sad, yeah. But it can go too far.
Yeah. And then they put, not to go into all this, but then they put fluoride in kids' toothpaste, and the kids, of course, kids just eat that because it tastes so good. And so, yeah, I can't imagine that can be good. All right. So let's get back to you.
We'll take a quick commercial break and then we'll come back. Why spend hours networking in person and now online only to interact without ever connecting? Who wants to be even busier when our goal is simply to get more business? Since 2003, the Dynamic Professional Women's Network, aka DPWN, has established itself as the premier network for women to grow their businesses through relationship networking. With local and global members across the nation, DPWN sisters help each other prosper through collaboration, mentorship, accountability, support, wisdom, and most importantly, referral generation. To join the DPWN team, visit dpwnglobal.com.
All right. So
okay.
We want to work on our veggie intake and our fruit intake and work on our water, making sure we have good clean water and probably a certain amount for our body weight, right? We got to look at that.
It's about half, double your ounces or double your weight in ounces. So okay. If you're right. I think I said that backwards. It's half your body weight in ounces.
Yeah.
Totally
like, wait a minute.
Half your body weight in ounces. So if you're 150 pounds, it's about 75 ounces of water.
Yeah.
A lot of the functional doctors will just tell you drink enough water until your urine is clear.
Yeah.
And if you've got clear urine, then you don't have to count your water.
Okay. All right. Well, that makes sense. Good. All right. So we got two great tips. What else? What else do we need to do?
Okay. So third one is exercise. And this is something I have to keep reminding myself about even now, because with the quarantines and the stay at home, how am I going to get my steps? Like I'm not driving somewhere and walking in and out of parking lots, all of that. And so it's just 20 minutes of some sort of movement, whether it's yoga. The other week I was walking up and down our driveway and my kids were like, Mom, you look like a crazy person. I'm like, I'm just trying to get 5,000 steps and I'm on our property. So let me be, I'm not contaminating anybody.
Let everybody think I'm crazy. That's okay.
It's all right. I'm getting my steps. But the 20 minutes of exercise will help your body generate growth hormones. And so you can regenerate cells, you can regenerate brain cells, you can regenerate organ cells, you can regenerate tissue in different places, you can regenerate your liver, like all of this stuff can regrow, but you need growth hormone. Yeah. And one way to get growth hormone naturally is by 20 minutes of some sort of movement.
Got it. Okay. Movement, which I know for me is really hard right now because I have always worked from home. But I had other things that I would do during the day, during the week to get out and be out. And now, like, I sometimes don't even leave my house all week. And so I know that is something I have to work on. So thank you, because when you mentioned that it helps with the regrowing our cells, now there's more to it than just losing weight. It's keeping my body healthy and understanding why.
Yeah. And especially when it's cognitive. So a lot of people are like, oh, I have brain fog or I have whatever. Just get up and move. Yeah. Even if you just put a song on, Alexa or whatever, Spotify, and just dance for a song every so often, that'll break up your workday.
Yeah.
And you'll get some movement. All right. The fourth one we work with on a lot of our clients is decluttering. And a lot of people are like, what does that have to do with my health? And there are so many studies now. And Marie Kondo's Kondo is popular, and I know Reese Witherspoon has her new popular thing, but that clutter, it builds up in our environment and it induces a stress hormone. And so that stress hormone is what really plays into our health. And if you have an autoimmune condition, it can cause your autoimmune to flare. If you've got a residual virus, whether it's mono or herpes or shingles or something like that, that induced stress can cause those to flare as well. And so just going through your house, one item a day, really, throw out one piece of mail, throw out a magazine, take one thing out of your junk drawer in your kitchen and get rid of it. Just if you continually just do one item a day, you don't have to do a whole room unless you want to, or a whole closet. It will help.
That could be overwhelming, right? If you think you've got to like tear your room apart and clean out your whole closet, that could sometimes be overwhelming. And then you don't do anything.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I like that. Just something every day, because it's the process of purging, right? I always feel good when I'm just getting rid of things.
And then in the spiritual world, right, they say the more you give away, the more you open up, you could receive health that way as well.
Right. Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. I totally believe in that. So that's great. Okay. So we're purging now. We're decluttering. Okay. We're decluttering. So I love that. Okay. What else? Do you have one more?
And then the very last one that I do almost every single day, if not at least 4 days a week, is an Epsom salt soak. So whether you sit your whole self in the tub or you put your feet in a foot bath with Epsom salt, the salt will help your magnesium levels. It will help your mineral levels in your body, which will help with muscle relaxation. And magnesium helps with your intestinal muscles working the correct way, so you can actually go to the bathroom with ease. Huh. And then the other thing is the Epsom salt will pull additional toxins out of the bottoms of your feet and help as well with kind of that detoxification that we need to do to eliminate the years of toxic buildup.
So we don't have to necessarily take a whole bath. We can just do it in our feet.
It's very interesting. So I've got clients in the California area who only have showers. Right. And they're always like, I can't do it. And I'm like, can you get a foot bath? Can you go to the dollar store and just get a little tub, like a square thing? They're like, yeah, no problem. I'm like, then just stick it under your desk. You're at home all day anyway. Fill it up with some warm water and put the salt in. And then some of the people in California actually don't want warm water. They want cooler water because they're hot. And so it cools up their body.
Huh. Wow. All right. I
love that. You don't have to make time for it. You can just do it while you're doing other stuff.
Yeah. I like that idea. Now, don't they have foot baths as well that heat up that can be warm? There's like different kinds of foot baths too, if you want, right?
Yeah.
I know for me, I don't want to put my feet in cold water. Actually, I have a
heater
by my feet right now.
If it's the end of the year and you have money on your FSA or your HSA card, some of those foot baths, depending on where you get them, at which pharmacy, are considered medical devices. And you could potentially use some of your year-end money to get your foot bath.
That's a great tip. Love that. Huh. Okay. All right. Well, this has been really great. You kind of shared a ton of great tips for us. Can I also back up a little bit more and have you explain a little bit the difference between celiac and Crohn's? Because they're both kind of like gut issues, right? And I know there's so many people in the world that are dealing with different types of conditions that I believe a lot of these conditions that we're all facing are really related to our gut, which of course I'm believing from a layman's perspective, but I'm sure you got lots of data around that. And maybe if we hear some of these symptoms and kind of hear a little bit about these two specific issues and maybe there's anything else that's related, that may be something that could allow us to kind of create that idea or the need to investigate it further and not just live with it and think that we have to suffer, because there is support out there and there's ways to fix these things.
There is. So celiac disease is a genetic, right now it's gene based, and you have to have the genes to have celiac disease, and they have to be triggered and turned on. You could have one gene or two genes, depending on if your parents were carriers, and you may have them your whole life and it may never get triggered, or you may have them like myself and my daughter, hers were triggered at a year and a half old. And so what happens with celiac disease is that your body cannot process the protein gluten. So that protein is found in wheat, barley, and rye. And it starts to affect your body in many ways. The very first way that it affects is in your digestive tract. it starts to act like sandpaper, and you have like villi, which are like those little shag carpets that everybody talks about that are supposed to absorb your food and help with digestion. And the gluten protein starts to sand them off, and they become blunted and they get really short, and you become malnutritioned, you bloat, you have abdominal cramping. A lot of people end up with skin disorders or scabs in their scalp as a result. Our skin a lot of time mimics exactly what's happening inside our intestines. So if you've got eczema or something else going on with your skin, that is a sign that you want to have your intestines looked at. I know a colonoscopy is not fun, but those, your skin externally and your intestines internally, a lot of times mirror each other. Huh. And there's a lot of science behind that as well and research. So if you've got external things going on, you do need to have your GI checked out. The other thing with celiac disease is in children, a lot of times they aren't growing proportionally, so they'll be under the curve, but, or they'll look like these little kids with really tiny little chicken arms and legs and these big swollen bellies. And that, and then your teeth can get these lines in them. They're horizontal like lines, and they're whiter than the rest of the teeth.
Okay.
And those lines are an indicator of actually malnutrition, but they call them celiac lines in Europe.
Huh.
So I've got them as an adult. Lily had them as a kid. She's hoping when her, like, she has no front teeth right now. She's like, when my teeth grow in, I don't want those celiac lines. I'm like, I don't know what your teeth are going to look like when they grow in, but we'll see. So those are kind of the things around celiac. Celiac is treated by being gluten-free. There is no pharmaceutical medication for it right now.
Okay. Got it.
Okay. Crohn's disease is a multitude of symptoms, from gastro bloating to bleeding intestines to gas to abdominal cramping, constipation, extreme diarrhea, like just total discomfort, but it's normally from the belly button below.
Okay.
So if you think about from a positioning, like where is the pain? And there's many different treatments for Crohn's disease, and there's also many different triggers. So personally, my Crohn's disease is triggered by corn. We found that out. And we found out if I eat corn, I swell up and look 9 months pregnant. I can't go to the bathroom for 3 to 4 days. There's no movement whatsoever. And extreme headaches, just constant pain. The skin actually feels like, I don't know, when you're pregnant, if a lot of women can relate to this, you feel like your skin can't stretch anymore.
Right.
When I have a Crohn's flare, my stomach swells that much to where my skin is hurting. And I feel like I need to put oil on the skin.
Oh, wow.
Or it will rip. And there's other, like, there's all these different things that happen with Crohn's. There's also people that can't stop pooping, so they'll poop their pants in public unintentionally.
Right.
And so living with Crohn's disease can be very debilitating or embarrassing.
Yeah, sounds like it. Heck yeah.
Wow. Yeah. And then, so with Crohn's disease, they can do things like gastric bypasses or J-tubes. They can get you a bag. Because you just can't control going to the bathroom. They can, if you have a functional doctor, and there's a few in the Chicagoland area, they can treat it through herbs and foods and things like that. So I'm not on medication anymore for the Crohn's. I was for about 15 years.
Uh-huh.
I used to take 25 different pills a day,
but now
I don't take any because we figured out what was triggering it. So
okay. It's
the corn and the dairy.
Okay.
Figuring out the trigger is hard. So a lot of people will choose to be on Humira or some other pharmaceuticals to treat the Crohn's disease. And you got to do what's right for you and what's best. In most cases, gluten, dairy, and sugar are triggers for a lot of people with gastro issues, whether it's Crohn's disease, celiac disease on the gluten, or even if you've got IBS or IBE or, oh my goodness, SIBO.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are also told they have SIBO, which is a bacterial imbalance. Getting rid of those three things, the gluten, the dairy, and the sugar, will help resolve the pain, remove the bloat, and just help you function better.
Wow, lots of great information. All right, so Tiffany, thank you. I want you to be able to share your website, your Pinterest page where people can get recipes. I know they can find all of your 16 books on Amazon.
And so share what that is. You don't have to spell it out because okay. we will have all of the details in the show notes below, but I want to let everybody know how they can connect with you. And I know you've got a free gift to share with everybody.
So. We do. So our website is gfmomcertified.com.
Okay.
And it's all there. And there's even a contact area that you can do on our website. If you want to send me an email or you have a question, you just fill out the little form and it'll pop over. Our free gift, this is a ebook. I printed it because I like printed things. So feel free to print it yourself at home too. But it's our holiday guide. So for a lot of people with food allergies, with celiac, with things going on, or with people in their family that have health conditions, they wonder sometimes, what should I buy them as a gift? What can I cook for them? This is full of recipes. It's full of gift-giving guides. It's full of stories of other people, helpful hints, tips, immunity boosters, just great. It's a 20-page ebook, basically, great. And it's free. So that'll be down below in the show notes.
Wonderful. Awesome. All right. Well, thank you so much. I know I have one of your cookbooks that I bought years ago, and it's great because you have your kid. I think your daughter even has a cookbook too, doesn't she? Or your kids do, or you've got your kids in your cookbook.
They do.
Yeah. That's just so much fun. So, all right. Well, you have shared so much great information to inspire and educate us. And I am actually looking forward to getting that free guide, the Christmas book. So, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. This has been such an honor and I'm so grateful. Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks everybody. We will see you on the next episode. Don't forget to make sure you subscribe to us on our channel and come back for tomorrow's guest. All right. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you for listening to the Overcoming Mediocrity podcast, where we believe that everyone can have the business and life of their dreams once they learn the art of mastering their story. Because mastering our stories is the key to everything we want in life. Our stories can either hold us back, or they can become the fuel that ignites a positive change in our life and the lives of others. We can choose. You can choose. Choose to overcome mediocrity with us. Let's achieve greatness together. To learn more, visit overcomingmediocrity.org. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast.